Well, P1 power boating is one of the fastest growing sports on the water, with more than 130 events in 15 countries on three continents. In 2010, Powerboat P1 refocused its business, launching a new series, reducing the cost of participation in P1 events designed to excite and entertain, ensuring spectator enjoyment and sponsor value with real economic impact for the host city. One of London's most historic waterfront locations, the Royal Victoria Dock, will host the launch of the 2014 P1 season with a two-day exhibition event on March the 28th and 29th. And Nick Williams is entering his third season racing with P1. He runs a successful FX business in London, and he joins us on the line to preview the new season and talk about the sport. Hi there, Nick.
Hi, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. For those who don't know very much about the sport, could you sum up P1 power boating?
It's a one-class series which takes away the checkbook racing element. P1 power boat, as well as the jet ski stuff, is probably best described as fast, furious, fiercely fought, and I think more importantly, free to watch.
And I believe your father was a champion powerboat racer, so it's very much in the blood for you.
He was. He was Formula Grand Prix world champion probably quite a few years ago in the 80s, yeah.
So what can people look forward to with this big launch of the new season at the Royal Victoria Docks?
Well, like I said before, it's a one-class series which takes or removes the checkbook elements. You've got some good teams, some good sponsors there. It's very close racing. The jet ski stuff is fantastic, the Aquarex, that is. So you've got people like Jack Mill, who's British champion, etc., doing some freestyling stuff on the jet skis. You've got big sponsors like Taifu there. You've got the new Bournemouth boat there, Potemps Recruitment, and ourselves, IFX Racing. So it's close racing in small quarters.
And, of course, the great thing is that it is a much more accessible sport than people think, and not as expensive as you'd imagine.
That's right, Johnny. It is very easy to get into. There's obviously different entry levels. If you want to have your own branded boat, it may be a little bit more expensive, but most people come into a sponsored boat. And compared to karting or driving in the touring cars, etc., you can probably get in for around between £5,000 and £10,000 a season.
It costs that much to run a pony, doesn't it?
It does these days, yeah.
How does the season work in terms of the championship? I mean, you mentioned one of the drivers there. Who are the top drivers around?
Well, apart from ourselves, of course, Martin Robinson and myself, we've got the Pertemps boat, John Wilson and Daisy Coleman, always fiercely competitive. You've got James Norville and Charlie in the GD Environmental boat, and Andy Wilby and Will Nurse as well in the Taifu boat. And, of course, our favourite Yanks from across the waters in the LM boat, Tracy and Andy Biddle and Tracy Bloomstein.
Motorsport, of course, is big business, and motorsport on the water is attracting increased sponsorship, particularly over the last decade. And your sport has signed a number of commercial and sponsorship deals, hasn't it?
It certainly has, just from a personal level. Ourselves, we were working with P1 management to do their currency when they're settling invoices abroad. Every time we do events like Victoria Docks, we seem to pick up business. You know, we work with a lot of the Premier League football clubs. We've got Hull Football Club coming down to the event in Victoria Docks, the owners. So it's all very exciting.
And what sort of sponsors have you had over the last few years?
For myself, I'm working with people like Coleman Marine Services, more SME market. So we've got Coleman Marine Services. This year is very exciting for us, actually, because we've got a company called Watch This Live who are going to be broadcasting the events live from our boat, which is very exciting to our Twitter followers, Facebook, etc.
And what is it, do you think, that attracts sponsors to the sport?
Well, it's close. It's different. Every time you race around the circuit, it's a different track. You know, the water's forever moving. You have rough days, you have calm days, and it's dangerous. It's an X sport, you know.
And as we said, it's not just for the rich playboys either.
No, thank goodness, or I wouldn't be doing it.
And when does the season begin?
Well, we've got our first sort of PR day coming up this weekend, and then it's going to be in May. And then it's 1 month each month after that for 5 months.
You mentioned the weekend of the 28th and the 29th at Royal Victoria Dock. What are you expecting the highlight of the exhibition to be?
For me, it's definitely going to be the match racing. There's a match racing trophy, which is going to be racing down a quarter of a mile in a straight line against our competitors against other competitors. It's very close racing. It's going to be able to determine who's going to be quicker off those starts come the beginning of the season.
And if people want to come to the exhibition over the 2 days at Royal Victoria Dock, what do they need to do?
Friday, Saturday, all of the drivers are really, really wanting to encourage families across. Personally, I'll be taking people out in the boat. Whoever wants to come down and see us, please be my guest. I'd love to meet you all.
So there's nothing you need to specifically book tickets for?
No, just turn up on the day. You'll be able to go to the Crystal Room in Victoria Docks and you'll be able to be led to a boat.
And what are your hopes finally for the season?
First place, podium finish. We narrowly missed out last year on fourth place. We came in lying second in the last heat of the season and made some few errors with our weight, but ultimately we're here to win.
Okay, Nick Williams, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Johnny.